Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday.
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hello, Saturday Nation. It's Sam Crowley. Let's get after it in a big way. It's October 10th, 2018. I'm just jacked up, excited, ready to bring it. And I hope you're ready to receive today's message all about giving 40 years to the man. Now, think about this scenario. Oh, by the way, let me back up. It's the Every Day is Saturday podcast. If you're brand new to the show, give it a little while. You're going to tune in. You're going to think this guy's like Porky Pig on a meth trip. He's out of his mind. He's screaming at me. Give it a couple weeks, all right? Just kind of let it all flow. There's probably 3,000 shows on iTunes you can listen to. Or go to everydaysaturday.com/podcast. Hit that page. That's got all of them. I mean, geez, there's shows back to 2008 or so. You want to really see how bad I used to sound. You think I sound bad now? Holy moly. Go back 10 years on the website. Oh, by the way, go to everydayissaturday.com. Make sure we have your name and email. I send out some really great content-driven emails, like the past few that I've sent out talking all about marketing and how that relates to going after your passion and all that good stuff. So make sure that you're on my mailing list at everydayissaturday.com. Those that have been on for a long time can attest. I don't send spammy emails. Yes, I'm a salesperson. That's how I feed my family. So for products and services and coaching, I'm always selling. But via email, I always, 99% of the time, it's just great content that you can implement in your marketing, in your mindset right now. So go head on over to everydaysaturday.com. Make sure I have your name and email. excuse me. I just posted to Insta a Warren Buffett quote, and it goes something like this, okay? If you think that being an entrepreneur is risky, then try giving 40 years of your life to an employer and then trying to live off Social Security after that, you know? And you've seen the statistics just like I have, that most people only have 1 to 2 months of savings, if that. Credit cards are an average of maybe $8,000 in debt. And I go to small group. Last night was Tuesday night, so I go to small group every Tuesday night with the oldies, the 80-year-olds, 70-year-olds. A couple of them are retired. One of them's on an IBM pension, which is a really good pension. He's 84 years old, and he's probably bringing $50,000 in on a pension, which, I mean, look, as far as that, I think he's making money off IBM at this point, living to 84 and still getting his pension. But even that, and he's pretty well off, you know, he's probably $50,000 a year at 84. He's got his house is paid for. I mean, he has very minimal debt, probably needs $1,000 a month to live on. So he's doing really well. Not everybody's like that. We have a former dentist in our group. She's doing very well financially because she was a dentist, you know, but not everybody is a dentist and not everybody spent 30 years at IBM and retired at 60 and you get to live to 84 and you can still walk up and downstairs. I mean, most people work till their mid 60s and either they leave or they get forced out and now they're on Social Security. And man, I've seen the scared look in these people's eyes. And I'm telling you, if you do not hang around or spend time regularly with people over the age of 70, you need to do it because that's what you're getting to it. I mean, God willing, you're going to live that long. I'm only 20 years away from being 70, and I've recorded a number of podcasts on this topic that when I'm 70 years old, you know, and I'm fixated on that, but I think a lot about death. I think a lot about living life, and those two can be thought about. And without being, you know, like counterintuitive, I think about death. I think about never being on this earth again. I want to make sure I don't go out in a bad way, you know, a very painful way. You know, my mom dying of a heart attack, albeit at the young age of 69 back in 1997, smoking a cigarette. That was kind of cool because I know my mom did not want to die a very painful death because she had a very painful life. And so good for her, because none of us make it out of this thing alive, but we really got to live. Most people, like the old adage goes, you know, most people spend all this time on earth, but they've never lived. Everybody dies, but very few people really get a chance to live. And what I do is I help people launch movements, and, you know, they finally get to the point where like, Sam, I don't care anymore, man. I don't care what it costs. I don't care what I got to do. I got to do something, because I can't imagine doing the same thing for the next 20, 30 years. I don't want to do that anymore. And I get that, because that's the point I was at 20 years ago when I was like, you know, I don't care anymore. Just take the 100 grand salary, take the stock options, take all that stuff, take my office furniture, just get me out of this prison. And that's what it felt like. It just felt like I was in prison, because you were not wired to get up at the same time every day, do the same thing, get in the shower, brush your teeth, comb your hair, whatever you got to do, get out the door, put your makeup on, go to the same coffee shop, grab your coffee on the way to work, fight the same traffic. I mean, it got to the point where I think I was on the road with the same people every day. Like, I can see the same kind of cars, the same colors. I'm like, oh, here we are all again, all the cattle getting herded down in I-71, Cincinnati, going down to the river. And it was a 30, 40-minute commute in traffic. It sucked. And it finally dawned on me, man, I got to put some, like, positive entrepreneurial CDs. They didn't have podcasts back then. I put some CDs in the player and start like programming my mind differently, because I'm going crazy. And then it dawned on me in my mid-30s, I'm like, I got to do this till when? Are you kidding me? I just can't do it. And that's when the mindset shift happened for me. It's going to happen for you. It probably already has, or you wouldn't be listening to this podcast. But when you think about risk and being an entrepreneur, think about the flip side of that and staying in a dead-end job. And I don't care how much you make. There's no amount of money you can make that would make you feel good about missing out on your kids, missing out on your spouse, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your mom and dad, your friends, going on vacations just because you want to go and you don't got to ask permission. Hey, I want to go somewhere on Wednesday. Great, go. It's Wednesday. What does that even mean? Well, it's a day that it's just a day that ends in Y, man. It's got no, the meaning we give the days of the week is crazy. Oh, it's Monday. Okay, what's that? For me, that's amazing. I mean, I just did a podcast a couple days ago, creating Saturdays out of Mondays. I mean, Mondays for me, and I'm not saying this to be a doofus, okay? Mondays for me represent sheer excitement. Waking up like a kid, literally, I remember when I was a teenager in Bradford, PA, or when I was a child, rather, in Bradford, PA, waking up Christmas morning, and my big wheel was under the tree, or my green machine was under the tree. I'm really dating myself. And all the toys, that's what Mondays feel like for me. And you may think, you know, okay, Carl, you had me for a little while. I mean, I get it, the whole everyday Saturday thing. No, I'm serious, man. I wake up Mondays because I don't have any stress Sunday nights now. I used to, you know, back in the corporate gig, I used to have a lot of stress thinking about what was waiting for me, emails, bitching and moaning from, you know, sales reps and employees alike, and nobody can get along, and everybody's complaining, and everybody's blaming somebody else for their problems. Now, it's completely different. I get to grab this microphone I'm talking into right now, create a podcast for you. That fills me with gratitude right there. Like, I get jacked up recording this for you because it fills me with gratitude. And gratitude is a big, big component of a happy life. You must have that. It's like the algebraic equations, you know, X plus Y times Z with, you got like C in parentheses equals, you know, MC squared, whatever. Gratitude is one of those key components to the happiness in life. Because if you don't have gratitude for what you're doing, then you don't even really have any purpose. I mean, if you're not grateful, I used to not be grateful for my job. Paid me well, provided for my family, but I wasn't grateful for it. I ended up hating it. Like, it was the thing that was keeping me from living my life's purpose. So when people say, oh, it's risky, it's risky, it is risky. Of course, there's risk in everything, but weigh the risk. Do you really think God created you to go to this job or any job? I don't care if you change jobs. Do you think God really created you to go to a job that doesn't bring out your best, that doesn't showcase your passion in life and your purpose, also you can get to the end to this thing that was just created some 60, 70 years ago called Social Security, that's not going to be around anyway, but let's just say it is. Let's just have fun and say, oh, yeah, it is going to be around. No, that's not why you're here. You're here to launch a movement. You're here to take that vision in your mind, spin it around, come out with a message. It's like putting it in a Vitamix. And out comes the message, okay? You got this message. Now, how do you go market that message? And then how do you go build a movement around that message? And how do you get like-minded people like yourself to rally around that and then make money? I mean, it's all, I get it. You want to make, hey, Sam, you had me up to that point, but I got to make money. You will make money. You will. But that's going to happen after you actually, because after you gain the confidence, let me finish that thought. After you gain the confidence and you have your purpose, you're going to have it dialed in. It's a really tight message. You target the audience and there's a message there. There's a way to monetize all of that. But it's like the old wood in the fireplace. Hey, I need heat. Well, put the wood in. Well, I need the heat, though. Yeah, you got to put the wood in the fireplace. You got to put the work in. You got to get the message tight, but I need money. You'll get the money. That's the heat coming from the fireplace, but you got to put in the time and you got to put in the message. And for most people, that looks like, well, I tried it. Shot a video on my phone, put it on YouTube. Nobody watched it. I'm done. Back to the job. Yeah, it's probably not how. I'm just spitballing here. Guessing it's probably not how successful entrepreneurs do it. Okay. We don't just take a shot. Well, I did a Facebook Live. Nobody showed up. Well, I can't say nobody showed up. My husband did, but other than that, nobody else was out there. So I'm going to see him anyway. I don't need to do Facebook Lives, you know, for him. Well, you're not going to be successful. See, you don't have your passion yet. You're not worked up enough. You don't have your purpose even closely dialed in, or else you wouldn't even listen to that noise. That's all it is noise. Because, yeah, when you do your first Facebook Live, nobody's going to be on except your spouse and your pets. That's it, watching you. You know, that's it. But after 30 days, there'll be more people on, and after 60, 90 days. But it ain't about that. It's not about, hey, look at me, look at me, look at me. It's about you getting tight on what that message is and then building that movement around there. And that ain't risky, man. That's fun. When was the last time you did something for the first time? Let me say that again. When was the last time you did something for the first time? That needs to be your focus this week, doing something for the first time and enjoying it and experiencing that. And failing is awesome. It's learning, all right? You either learn or you win. You never lose. You either learn or you win. Those two things. You either learn or you win. That's it. So don't buy into this crap about, you know, having a job is safe. It's not. It's stupid. It's average and everybody has it. You don't want what everybody else does. You want to be unique. Are you with me? I'd love to help you build that movement. Just go to everydaysaturday.com/I can do that. Tell me a little bit about yourself and let's launch that movement. Are you with me? And also, if you haven't done so, please subscribe and rate the Everyday Saturday podcast on iTunes. Would greatly appreciate that. And have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.